be able to gather if God has allowed us another opportunity to just assemble ourselves together one more time. Stand before you tonight, great fear. It's a fearful place to stand, Dean, and I'll be honest with you, I don't take it lightly. I'm thankful, though, Daryl, that fear's there tonight. I'm thankful that he gives us that. I don't know how to preach. I don't want to know. I want him to do it tonight. I desire your prayers. We'll do our best to follow him and get out of the way tonight. We just have a simple thought on our heart. Don't know how God will deliver it. He knows how tonight. We'll just do our best to follow him.
Bless you, Lord.
If you have your Bibles tonight, the 8th chapter of Luke. Chapter of Luke, the 22nd verse, where we'll start at tonight. Very familiar scripture. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and they were calm. There was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying to one another, What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him." That's the scripture. Be on our hearts.
God bless you.
Like I said, I desire your prayers tonight. I don't know what to say tonight. We'll just do our best to follow him. But as we thought about this, Dean, we just had one thought that we kept coming to our mind as we thinking and praying on this. And we thought about tonight how our vessels are feeling tonight. The Bible said here that the storm was raging around them, and it came to a point where it was starting to take on water. It was starting to get to a point where that vessel was going to come down. It was going to sink if they didn't find help. If Jesus hadn't come forth and rebuked the wind and the rain there, that vessel would have went down. But I'm so thankful tonight that one day God saw me for what I was, and he rebuked the storms in my life and caused me to realize tonight that I can't do anything without him. The rain would fall upon me. The things of this world would come upon me, and I would try to handle it myself, and I couldn't do nothing. There's nothing I could do that would help tonight. But I begin to think about how when you call upon the Master tonight, that he'll deliver, and he'll help, and he'll help the storms of life that's coming against you tonight. When the water begins to come on this vessel, when you feel like you're starting to go down, I'm thankful tonight that we can call on one tonight that can deliver and that can help us tonight.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that tonight. But as we begin to think on this and think upon just that simple thought about taking on water and the vessel coming down tonight, I believe tonight, children of God, that there's a time that each and every one of us will get overwhelmed. We'll begin to get to a place where it seems like we're about to go down. It seems like the vessel we have tonight is taking on more and more and more. And it seems like we're going to surely drown tonight. But I'm thankful tonight that there's one that can deliver ever tonight. When the things of life begin to come upon you and to beat against your life and begin to take you down, I call on the Master tonight.
Amen. God help you.
Thank God He's there to hear. Children of God, I believe tonight when things start coming into your life, they'll get you to a point. You don't care what's going on around you. You don't care tonight where you're at. You get to a place tonight where you're miserable and nothing can help you except Him tonight.
That's right.
God help us. God help us deliver this the way He showed it to me. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy tonight. I believe tonight, it's already been said about how you can't recognize a lot of times when you're out a true sheep and a true goat tonight. I believe tonight that a lot of times, children of God, there's a lot of times we get to a place and things come into our life and begin to get in our way of serving God. This vessel begins taking on water tonight. What do you mean? There's things in your life that's drowning you tonight.
Yeah.
God help us tonight to empty our vessel.
Yeah.
This vessel can be taken down tonight. This world will overtake this vessel if you'll let it. What will that do? That will stand in your way of serving God. That'll stand in the way tonight of you getting through to God. We read here tonight how they had to go and wake the Master. He was sleeping. What do we do tonight when we can't get to God? I tell you tonight, you better start emptying your vessel. You better start getting things out of the way so you can get in touch with Him tonight. It's needed. It's needed. This vessel... as we thought about this, church, pray that we could get this out the way we should. As we thought about this and how tonight, how easily as humans tonight, how easily we can get distracted and let things come into our lives that shouldn't be there, that stands in our way tonight of serving God. We end up serving the world instead because we begin to take on things in this vessel. That's destroying it tonight. God help us tonight. Don't let the vessel go down. You know the Master tonight. He's the only one tonight that can calm the storm. He's the only one tonight that can stop the wind. He's the only one that can say peace and it be still tonight.
Amen.
He's the only one that can deliver tonight. God help us to realize that tonight. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Let me just go ahead and hit this. It keeps coming to me. There's things in life tonight that's more than a storm physically tonight. We battle storms, Dean, in our lives spiritually tonight too. Things that come against us that will take us down, that will hinder us, that will keep us from serving God. But I'm thankful tonight that same God that was able to calm the storm, that was able to calm the sea, that same God that can calm the evil spirit. Spirits that Satan himself hurls at every life and every servant of God, every Christian tonight, God can calm that storm too.
Yeah.
God help us tonight with these storms of life.
Yeah.
What do we do is in the flesh tonight, as humans tonight, when storms start coming physically, When we see a bad rainstorm, a thunderstorm, something like that, what do? We seek cover, don't we, tonight? Children of God, seek cover tonight. Where are we going to find that? In the rock that was mentioned earlier. There's comfort. There's shelter from the storm tonight. In the rock tonight. Thank God it's there. What a blessing it is that we serve a God that's able to deliver in storms of life. When the wind starts blowing, Satan starts trying to destroy us tonight, to take us down. Our vessel begins to feel, we feel like we'll surely drown. I'm so thankful tonight for the Master that calms the storm. And they came to Him and awoke Him, saying, "Master, Master, we perish." Then He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. You remember when that calm came into your life? You remember a time in your life where it seemed like all hell was going against you? The storm was a raging. It seemed like you surely drowned. But the Master spoke. Didn't you remember those times when the Master spoke? Peace be still, and the things that was coming against you that you thought would surely take you down tonight. He was able to say peace, be still.
Amen.
And deliver you. That's my God tonight.
Amen.
And they ceased. And there was a calm. I'm so thankful tonight for the calm.
Yeah.
That's what the world's missing today. Why is this world in such a panic day after day? They don't have the peace of God.
Right.
They don't have that peace. They still have storms in their lives. God help them tonight to realize they need that calm. And He said unto them, "Where is your faith?" Where's our faith tonight, church? Are we to a place where we can awaken the Master? Are we in a place tonight where we can get His attention? Or are we so far into this world that this vessel's took on so much water that it's going down? It's easy to get there. God help us to get to the place tonight that we can wake the Master.
Yeah.
That we can get His attention. We need it now more than ever in this life. That we need to be in a place where we can get in touch with God. I don't know about anybody else, but it seems like in my life, I have to pray myself out of the way more than I can get in touch with Him for anybody else. That's just me being honest tonight. God help us to get to the place where we can awaken when we need Him.
Yeah.
God help us to do that. And He said unto them, "Where is your faith?" And they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, "What manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and water, and they obeyed Him." Ain't that somebody we need to get in touch with tonight? Ain't that somebody that you want to get in touch with in times of trouble, times of need? God help us. Have a Master with us that we can get in touch with Him tonight. I know that's short. That's my heart tonight. I won't go any further than God will let me go. I ask you tonight, if your vessel's filling up, the storms of life coming against you, call on the Master tonight. Call on Him before it's too late.